Hey, everybody. Welcome. Mujer de Éxito Unbounded podcast for the mujer Latina and for the mujer of any culture. Welcome. Hola. Estamos aquí otra vez, otro episodio de Mujer de Éxito Sin Límites. So today we are talking about how we really are Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. So often people look at me and say, oh my gosh, you've done so much, Marty. You've done so much. Well, one thing I want to remind everybody is I've been on this earth a lot longer than most. I'm actually going to be in the middle of the half century. But one of the things I want to remind you of is the fact that you are a mujer de éxito, woman of success without limits, unbounded. That's what that means. And I want to share every time that we have an episode, these episodes are so that you mujer, that you woman of culture, that you stand up, stand strong, and stay strong. And each time in these episodes, I want to share a little bit more about myself and how, and I want to become this storyteller that hopefully these stories will empower you to stay strong. It's really important for me to be able to share these things. You know, a while back ago, I was he's like a card reader. I'd say he calls himself a world astrologer, and he's well known and renowned across the world. And what happened was he was in my life at a point in time when everything was falling apart. Everything, my career, everything was falling apart. And it was just because I was in a space where I was fearful. You know, we all get to that space. We all get to the point where, you know, it feels like, oh my gosh, everything is going right. And then we look and go, what's going to go wrong? And then we bring in that feeling of what's going to go wrong. And that's what we end up pulling and really vibrating to ourselves. And we end up vibrating in that frequency. And whatever frequency you vibrate on, that's what you're going to pull towards you. So I want to share a little story because today I was driving with my daughter and it just hit me that it was like, wait a minute, my podcast is for my daughter. This podcast is for all of you daughters out there. And it hit me home because, you see, one of the things that happens is my daughter is dyslexic. And up until she was about 15, 16, still she was being told by people at school that she was never going to be able to move out of the house. And if you talked to her, she was crying the other day, and people were telling her that she would never become anything, and you know, whatever it was. And yeah, she's dyslexic. Things are taking a little longer than normal. And, you know, that's okay. And yeah, she still lives at home and, you know, she's got a job and she's paying her car payment and she is going to school. So for me, that's successful. That is very successful. So I looked at her and I said to her, honey, you are mujer de éxito unbounded. So many people tried to put limits and labels on you, and here you are. You are actually breaking through the barriers. You are breaking through the barriers. You've done everything. They told us that you weren't going to be able to read. They told us you weren't going to be able to write. They told us a lot of things, and thank God that you did not believe it, and thank God I did not believe it. Now, I, being a retired educator, and actually I'm not that retired, I'm moving toward retirement, but right now I am still a college professor. And one of the things that I want to share with you is that in education, those people that are standing in front of you, we are real people. We go through struggles. We are no less human than you guys are. And as such, I've always taken that very, very seriously, very powerfully for me. And I want you to realize that sometimes as teachers, we say things to you guys as students that we don't even realize that we're doing. And my goodness, if we realize the power that we have, we would speak from the heart all the time. It's so crazy. I'm in this world and sometimes I feel like I'm not of this world. I'm walking around in the world of educators and I feel like I'm not of that world, because it just blows my mind the way that some of these educators behave and how they communicate with you guys. So I want you to realize that, you know, if you're listening to this, you are a mujer de éxito unbounded. Maybe you too have struggled in your life. Maybe you too have a label that society has put on you. Maybe you too have a label that an educator has put on you. And I say to you, my goodness, at the end of the day, you, my friends, you beautiful woman, mujer de éxito unbounded, at the end of the day, if you believe it, it'll be so. But if you don't believe it, it can't be so. It cannot be so. Oh my goodness. Start to look at all the beautiful things you have in your life. Imagine that every gift that you have, everything that ever has ever gone right in your life is an Easter egg, if you will, because we're so close to Easter. And every time you have something right, I challenge you, I really challenge you to take that Easter egg and put it in the basket. Okay, so that Easter egg is, hey, I have a great voice, so I'm going to put it in the basket. Hey, I have the ability to make people smile. I'm going to put it in the basket. Hey, I have the ability to dance. I have a talent for dancing. I'm going to put it in the basket. Hey, I have an ability to be able to write things and touch people. I'm going to put that in the basket. We begin to fill that Easter basket full of beautiful Easter eggs. And my goodness, at the end of the day, when you realize that you have so much to offer, no one can knock you down. And then that Easter basket is yours. That's your power. Stay strong, people. Mantente fuerte. Stay strong, because that, my friends, is your gift to the world. Begin to put your gifts in little Easter eggs and put them in the basket. Begin to be grateful for everything you have. And what I mean is not what you have materialistically. We all have that. Yeah, and I'm not saying don't be grateful for that. Absolutely. Because that which you have gratitude for will expand in your life. But I want you to realize, really, really realize, oh my goodness, that you have so much to offer. And begin to be grateful. I'm grateful that I have great skin. I'm grateful that I have good legs. I'm grateful that I have strong legs. I'm grateful that I have, and begin to look at everything you do have and that which you are grateful for. I'm grateful that I know how to problem solve. Oh my goodness, that is the best skill in the world. Learn to problem solve. And you, my friend, are a mujer de éxito unbounded. The more problems you solve, the more unbounded you become. Yes, I believe so. Mujer de éxito unbounded is all about you. It's a little bit of story about me, but it's mostly about you. Your strength, stay strong. Balanced life success happens when you stay strong and you see your worth. You are worth it. Mujer de éxito, hoy escuchamos, vemos que tenemos nosotros que tener el espíritu de dar gracias por todo lo que somos, no lo que tenemos materialmente, sino que todo lo que somos. Somos un gran multitud de regalos. O sea, empezar a ver todo lo que somos, todo lo que tenemos, todas las habilidades, todo. Y dar gracias y tener gracias por todo eso. Porque acuérdense, mis amigas chulas, que por todo lo que dan gracias, crece en este mundo y en su vida. Mujer de éxito, si tú por cualquier razón eres una mujer y miras tu vida, tienes éxito en muchas cosas. Tenemos que empezar a darnos cuenta de todo lo que somos, de granjear lo que tenemos adentro del corazón. Cualquier habilidad que tienes, esa es tuya, ese es tu regalo al mundo. Eso, mi amor, eso es para que tú pienses, ok, soy fuerte, me voy a mantener fuerte y empezar a contar todos los regalitos que somos, que tenemos dentro de nosotros. Que tú sabes cantar, es un regalito. Que tú sabes bailar, es otro regalito. Que tú bailas bien suave, es otro regalito. No necesitas ser profesional. Pero con el solo hecho de darnos cuenta de todo lo que sí hacemos bien en este mundo, empezamos a crecer y empezamos a levantar y empezamos a vibrar en una etapa donde estamos empezando a jalar cosas que vibran donde estamos vibrando nosotros, ¿sí? En esa calle, en esa carretera de todo lo bueno, empezamos a vibrar hasta allí. Acuérdense. Mantenerse fuerte, empezar a dar gracias por todo lo que tenemos adentro de nosotros. Sí, también lo que tenemos materialmente, pero más bien lo que tenemos, los regalitos que somos cada una de nosotros. Somos un regalito porque tal vez yo tengo la habilidad de hacer peinados bien. ¡Pum! Ese es un regalito solo tuyo. Empieza a granjear eso, empieza a tener, dar gracias por eso. Porque solamente saber que nos enfocamos en ser fuertes y el enfoque en ser fuerte viene de adentro, de saber cuáles son los regalitos que les damos al mundo. Mujeres de éxito. Todas ustedes que me están escuchando son mujeres de éxito, ¿sí? Y no dejen que el mundo, que la sociedad, que los amigos, que personas que ni las conocen digan cosas de usted. Déjenme decirles una historia. Les voy a compartir la historia de mi hija. Mi hija tiene dislexia. Hace mucho, con todo corazón yo digo, porque yo soy también, fui directora de una escuela, yo vi lo que hacen las maestras, a veces ni sabemos lo que decimos. Yo lo que les quiero decir es que cada maestra es humana y a veces no sabemos ni qué impacto tenemos con ustedes. Ahora, por favor, les digo, acuérdense, porque a mi hija le dijeron que no iba a hacer nada en esta vida, que no iba a hablar, que no iba a leer, que no iba a poder estudiar. Y aquí mi hija está trabajando, mi hija tiene 2 años en el colegio, le está yendo muy bien, ya nada más le queda 1 año y medio por salir. Oh my goodness, como decimos en inglés, badass. Chingona, como decimos en español. Pero acuérdense, mujeres, no dejen que la sociedad dicte lo que ustedes van a ser, son o fueron. Ustedes son las que pueden dictar, solo ustedes. ¿Ok? Mujer de éxito, unbounded, sin límites, párense fuerte, manténganse fuerte, con la cabeza hacia el cielo y acordándose de todo lo que tenemos, todos los regalitos que Diosito nos dio, y darle gracias por todo lo que somos. Bueno, muchachas, muchas gracias por escuchar. Thank you so much for listening. You guys, I want you to go out there and have a beautiful, beautiful day. Mujer de éxito unbounded. This is Marty Angel signing off, everybody. Gracias a todas ustedes. Este es Marty Ángel diciéndoles muchas gracias por escucharme y tomar su tiempo. Gracias y bonito día.